escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
I mean, definitely a few $100,000.
Wow. See, cheap. Should have gone. The guy makes a lot of money. She could have contributed. Should have gone $1 million.
What?
I mean, you're only going to do it once, right?
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. No. Does that math make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Damn, Colleen, we can't go to Burning Man this year. Damn, John. Just going to have to wait till next year.
Did you get this story from your parents?
No.
No.
No. My parents aren't into orgies.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tangent.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
Yes.
That's a part of your lead, though?
Yes.
How many different things are you getting
into? Well, I want to touch everything. Oh, okay. If I'm only going to get my lead, like, you know.
Don't touch too much.
There you go.
Yeah.
Going to 10.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
The butter needs to be applied immediately.
Yes.
When it is birthed from the toaster.
Correct.
Like, otherwise it doesn't melt.
All you got to do is just take your butter, hold it in your hand, and then it'll warm up and it'll get soft for you.
It's not as good.
What?
It's the same thing.
So now,
let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. It's all my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Woo!
It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
What it do?
How you doing, Wiggy?
Man, I'm blessed.
There's a bit of a cluster F, heads up on that right away, on the Massachusetts Turnpike westbound between Route 30 and Route 9. There is and there has been an overturned tractor trailer. And so the entire highway, at least 10 minutes ago when I checked, the entire highway was shut down and they were kicking everybody off at Route 30. So
it's right at Edgell Road, EDG.
Edgell.
Edgell.
Edgell. Edgell. Or Edgell. All right. Edgell Road.
Hello.
So, yes, there it is. There's there to avoid it if you can, because
yep.
It's going to be an issue for a while. Anyway, not an issue. The Boston Red Sox.
No.
I was at Gillette last night for the Patriot premiere.
Ooh.
Shime, you're not going to give me any kind of a sick brag, bro, on that.
Sorry, I'm previewing audio over here. I'm trying to do 18
right.
different things.
No problem.
Sick brag, bro.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So close.
But I missed the game last night, but once again, Red Sox find a way to get it done.
Yeah,
you were watching the whole entire thing.
Yeah,
last
watched
night.
The game. I thought Bale pitched another gem,
yep.
And then I can't remember. It was maybe the eighth or the seventh inning is when Sedan and Duran had the
seventh
the issue in the outfield where they were like, "I got it, no, you got it, I got it, you got it, no, I got it, you got it," and then boom. And then that's how they went down 2-1. But then Sedan made up for it.
Yes, he did.
And then Chapman is. Bites out.
Yeah.
I mean, that last strikeout against the Orioles batter was 16 pitches or whatever it was. He's just lights out, man. When you got the pitching that you have and a closer like that, and Curtis will tell you he's the baseball guy. When you got a closer like that, man, I tell you, it's going to be tough to beat them.
Things are looking good. So you're going for the sweep today. 105 first pitch today, Courtney?
Yes, 105 first pitch.
So you're going for the sweep there, and you look at the rest of the schedule, and you got to worry about Toronto, and you got to, I guess, worry about Detroit and wrap up the season that way, and it is playoff time.
And they did get up a game, so they're only back four now from the Blue Jays.
Well, it should have been three because I thought Toronto was losing that game. I checked the score, and they were losing that game. And I was like, all right, this is a great opportunity. And then when they had that issue in the outfield, I was like, oh, man, they're going to let this one get away. But Toronto ended up winning.
Friday night, too. Big night at Fenway. Paul Skeens on the bump for the Pittsburgh Pirates.
All right.
Ooh, will Libby Dunn be in attendance?
I've never heard of her. yeah, that'll be a big one. Ken's all jacked up. He's got his old Pittsburgh hat ready to go Friday night at Fenway. So big weekend for the Red Sox. Awesome. 6-1 road trip so far. Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, and it all started, I think we talked about this going into the Yankee series, the important, because coming off going into that series, they had been, I think, what they lose 3 or 4 in a row, and the importance of where we get a split, and will be the second series in a row where you went the Yankees had an opportunity to sweep them in the last game in the 4-game series, and you're right back there with Baltimore. But just the fact that you're able to win these two series and play the way you're playing, I think we were like, wow, what's this team going to look like after the Yankees series? And they continue to play well. You know, they had that little skid, and now they're like, well, here's who we really are. You know, we're right back on it.
And
right.
I apologize. Ken gave me bad information. It is Saturday for Skeens.
All right.
Okay. All right. Well, we got a lot to get to on the show this morning, including our leads coming up in just about 10 minutes, 15 minutes or so. And then we'll be joined, because it is a Thursday, by the head coach of the Boston College football team, Bill O'Brien, and he will join us at 6:45 on this morning show and every Thursday during the football season. And then they set it, which we will probably get in at 7 this morning, and at 7:30 on this morning show, Pop Douglas of the New England Patriots will join us. The news with Courtney coming up at 7:45 this morning. And things are apparently not going well between the mayor and the Paisans in Newton. So we'll get an update on that during the news a little bit later on this morning. And a front office report with Craig Breslow of the Boston Red Sox at 9:00 on today's show.
You mentioned it very briefly, but how was Gillette last night? Everything
great.
Went well?
It was great. They always do a great job with that event. It is to benefit the Patriots Charitable Foundation. They have donated since Robert Kraft bought the team. They have donated over $100 million
wow.
to local charitable organizations. They had both of the McCourties hosted it last night, which was great. And they do every year they do some shenanigans with the rookies mm-hmm. and those guys were all in on it. Will Campbell was very funny up there. They have this guy come in who is I don't know what you describe him as. He's like a food he does food restaurant tricks. Like, he reads your mind.
Oh, okay.
He's a mind reader.
Right. A mentalist.
Yes, a mentalist that reads your mind when it comes to restaurants. Mm. So
wow. Sounds like a guy you would leave Lindsay for.
They had Drake May up there, and they had Will Campbell up there, and they were asking the two of them what their favorite restaurant is, and he was asking them what their favorite restaurant is in Boston.
Mm.
And so... it was, for Drake May, it was Strega.
All right.
For Will Campbell, it was Popeye's chicken was what it ended up being. So, that's the difference between those two guys.
Was Will Campbell eating an uncooked rack of ribs?
Massive difference.
No, but they did, when they introduced the rookies, they said, you know, introduce yourself, and the McCourty mm-hmm. said, introduce yourself and where you played. And tell us something about yourself. And Will Campbell said, you know, I'm Will Campbell, and I like to hunt. So he didn't say I'm nasty, but he said that he likes to hunt.
Right, so. Go figure.
I mean, it's not.
Louisiana, he's a country boy.
Right, yep. That's it.
Loves hunting.
Comes by it naturally. So, but they, great event.
Good food?
Mike Vrabel spoke. Yeah, they, good food. I mean, I'm always wary of eating. The entrees were salmon. They gave you a hunk of salmon,
mm-hmm.
and they gave you a hunk of beef.
All right.
And I mean, how far away from the ocean do you get wary about eating salmon?
Salmon.
If it's prepared in the bowels of a football stadium, are you concerned about eating salmon or no?
I think at that event in Foxborough, I think you're okay.
You think you're okay?
I think the salmon was probably brought in that day.
Well, but that probably worked when telling Lindsay you had to have the beef.
I had both, Curtis. I had a bite of both.
Mixed grill.
Yes. So, all right. we are. Let's see. I told you about what's going on the Mass Pike. Just avoid it like the plague because there's an overturned tractor trailer that is westbound. Stay away from that. Courtney will update you if that changes this morning. And speaking of Courtney, here she is now with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Sox take another in Baltimore. 3-2 was the final, thanks to a Sedan Rafaela game-winning homer in the ninth. Brian Bayo went 6 2/3, giving up a run on 5 hits while striking out 6. That score brought to you by the Mass State Lottery. Let's make it the best night ever. Grab your friends, pick your numbers, and celebrate the night with Keno and the Mass State Lottery. Last one with the Orioles today. First pitch, 105, with Garrett Crochet getting the start. Brooksy joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Joe Weil at 12:35 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. Over to the Patriots, Tommy Cutlets, Tommy DeVito, was claimed off waivers by New England to join the quarterbacks group. His agent, Sean Stellato, is a St. John's prep legend.
Yep.
Massachusetts guy. So interesting to get him to come here.
All right.
The Pats also got former Los Angeles Rams cornerback Charles Woods on waivers. A second-year wide receiver, Javon Baker, has been waived, making room for Woods on the roster.
All right. We knew that was coming. There was no way they released what, Kendrick Bourne, or he asked for his release?
Yes.
Did they do it?
The last I saw is he asked for it.
They released Kendrick Bourne.
Okay, so he's gone.
He gone.
Baker gone. And then so now that leaves you with, what's that, 6 with Chisholm?
This is going to be my lead, but I would just say if this, everything was the same and Vrabel wasn't here, we would be panicking. If all of these things occurred, where you cut a guy the day after a cutdown period, honoring a desire for him to leave, if Kendrick Bourne wanted to be out of here, why don't you play him in the preseason, try and drum up some value, and maybe get a sixth round pick in return?
Well, he was hurt, right? Or are you saying that you're not buying that he was
pulled
hurt?
In?
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, I was listening to Jones and Keith yesterday. Mm-hmm. and I heard Adam Jones ask whether Christian Gonzalez is in some kind of a holder. I don't know where.
Year two? That seems early.
Yeah, he got hurt.
Yeah, he's dealing with the injury. Yeah, that is kind of, I would probably disagree with Jones or Kiefer, whichever one said it, because year two.
Or year three, I'm sorry.
Year three, I would still kind of, maybe disagree with that one. I don't know. I don't know if I'd necessarily buy that one.
Who'd you get seated with at dinner? What player did you have?
We were sitting. Didn't I share it in my group? It was. New to this team, I think. Hold on a minute.
I don't want to spoil anything
to you guys. Corner.
Del Pettis.
Del Pettis. You know him?
Dude's
making like $950,000. I looked it up last night.
All right. Doesn't really ring a bell.
Makes less than you.
It's just pretty good.
Who got like Drake May at his table?
I have no idea.
Gosh.
I don't know.
Probably should
I
ask him. Requested.
I have no idea.
All
right. Well, that's what's trending. Coming up next, we've got everybody's leads.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Coming up on this show in about a half an hour, we will talk with Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College football, and we'll talk to Bill O'Brien every Thursday during the season, all fall long on this show. Speaking of fall, Curtis, I don't know if it's too early for you, but angry Principal Dave is on the phone with some feedback, apparently, on the upcoming fall season on the radio show. Is it okay this early?
Always great to hear from Dave.
Okay, Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. Now, who am I to give advice to a Marconi winner and a show that's nominated for a Marconi? But if I may, I would like to be the voice of the people. And, you know, actually Ken asked me to call you because he's scared to talk to you. But, you know, you guys have great banter, the five of you, for 4 hours. Yeah. All we're asking is for the leads, tighten it up, 10 minutes, just let them all go in one segment. And then, for God's sake, during Hill Notes, can we just let the Hill Notes play? there's too much banter going on during the Hell Notes. Now, if it's a quick, if you guys give it a quick, oh, that was a good one or that was a bad one, I don't get it. But yesterday, you guys just went on a tangent for a long time. So if you could just tighten up the Hill Notes, you know, the people want their voice heard. I'm just speaking for the people, Greg, not for me.
I understand that, so, but it seems like,
take it into consideration.
It seems this particular feedback is motivated by your own personal advantage. Like
one could speculate that, but it's also again a lot of feedback from the streets. I get right. I hear a lot, you know. Right. And plus, Ken wanted me to call you, so I'm throwing him under the bus
okay.
too.
Okay, right. Well, we'll give it some thought.
When streets are talking.
I always say, Greg, when a line doesn't work the first time, make sure you wedge it in again.
We'll give it some thought.
Gotta listen to the streets, Greg.
Yeah. But listen, we got pretty good lineup, I think, for regular guests throughout the football season. And that, of course, includes Mike Vrabel, head coach of the New England Patriots, and Boomer Esiason, who will join us. And we're not charging Boomer anything, Curtis. Doesn't have to pay for his own phone call here or anything like that, unlike the Ring of Honor.
Yes.
And then Tuesdays, Ty Law back with the show again. And on Thursdays, Bill O'Brien. And Friday, we are talking to either Pop Douglas or to Robert Splaine. So should be pretty good throughout this football season.
Be a good time. I want to hear from Pop, because Pop sounds like, just from seeing him, some of the interviews he kind of has, gets into it a little bit.
Yeah.
He gives you a little bit of something, you know?
Yeah.
So it should be interesting.
Yeah. And he was another guy last night, very funny. And so can't wait to have him on the show with us every single week. So, all right. To honor Dave's request, let's get right to today's leads.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for the lead.
Chime, that is Three Dog Night, and Mama Told Me Not to Come, I believe is the title of that song.
Nailed it, Greg. Well done.
And with so much to love, you don't want to miss the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. They are presenting this morning's leads, including this one from Shime.
Hey, Greg. So yesterday, the Patriots ended up, as you guys mentioned already, ended up cutting Kendrick Bourne per his request. According to reports, though, after not being able to trade him to the Minnesota Vikings. And if that was the case, if they were actually trying to trade him to the Minnesota Vikings, I'm kind of curious why they couldn't trade him to the Minnesota Vikings. If you're going to release him anyways... Why wouldn't you have just taken, I don't know, like a seventh-round pick or a pick swap? How hard would that have been?
Are you suggesting that somebody is being disingenuous?
Yes, I am saying that somebody is being very disingenuous. That the news that comes out that they're trying so hard to trade these players isn't accurate. Or they're just really bad at it. I mean, you can have your pick of which you'd like.
Yeah.
I don't think either is good, but... You're reportedly trying to trade Kyle Duggar. Can't get a deal done there because of the contract that you gave him, and which also means that you're not willing to eat any of the contract, which, again, on you. And then reports are you couldn't trade Kendrick Bourne, which is why you had to release him upon his request. You could have traded him for a seventh-round pick. You were cutting him anyways. Get something.
Did they want more than that, though?
Who cares if they wanted more? They got nothing.
No,
I
understand
that.
I understand that point.
That's the whole point is... If you're going to cut him anyways, who cares what you get? Take a bag of balls.
Yeah.
Take $500.
We need a rat on this thing. Where's the rat to tell us what's really going on?
It's a great question. Yeah. I don't know.
And no more rats over there. Mike exterminated all of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Vrabe said, nope, no more rats.
No more rats.
Brought of the fumigators.
Yeah. Yeah. He did like when he got all the metal trash cans. No rats. So, I mean, I'm with you, Sean. Get a seventh-round pick if you can. But maybe teams weren't willing to give up a seventh-round pick for Kendrick Bourne.
I don't know, man. I just look at the 49ers, who wide receivers are getting injured left and right. They, like, only have Ricky Pearsall now.
Mm-hmm.
The Vikings clearly wanted a receiver. Reportedly, you had talked to them. They ended up trading for Adam Thielen, which cost way more than what it would have cost for Kendrick Bourne. So, look, Maybe a team didn't want Kedrick Bormwiggy.
That's what it tells me, that no one wanted to give up a seventh round pick.
But then why did they say they were in trade negotiations with the Vikings? Like, you don't need to tell us that then. Mm-hmm. Because if it does, it makes you look incompetent.
508 text on the Subaru of New England text line, which says, this is when blaming Wolfie comes in handy.
Bingo. Wolf dropped the ball on this one. Come on, Elliot. Should have made this thing happen. That's why.
Fall guy.
Oh, man. It's going to be great for Vrabel and Robert. Wolf was going to be the fall guy till they, you know, fire him after the season. And then they can.
You're sitting up in section 300 and they don't have the chili that week.
Yeah.
It's Elliot Wolf's fault.
Hey, what's going on here?
Salmon undercooked.
Why doesn't he have his cleats? Elliot Wolf's fault.
All right. Shime, very interesting. Thank you very much. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. So let's look back at the 2021 free agency of the New England Patriots, where Tom Brady won a Super Bowl and then they lost their ever-loving mind spending money. They signed Hunter Henry, still here, Jonnu Smith, Kendrick Bourne, Matthew Judon, and Davod Godchow, among others, with over $160 million in guaranteed money. The New England Patriots are going to do their very best by talking to friends in the media and saying things that are not so thinly veiled about how Bill Belichick is the reason this team finds itself where it is. And I'm going to tell them once again, that is a fool's errand.
Ooh.
Curtis, you're
defending Bill here.
Of course.
Okay.
He made mistakes. Who doesn't? I mean, my life is basically a big one. the Patriots have had opportunity after opportunity to improve the situation. They could have been better last year if they invested more in a staff surrounding Gerard Mayo. They would have been better last year if they spent money in the free agent market. This year, they wait until it's too late to act and then throw their hands in the air and release a guy. Like, oh, we tried our best. We were going to trade a first-round pick. Wiggy's right. I was wrong yesterday. I thought Vrabel would get the lion's share of the blame. The fan base loves Vrabel. He's pristine. They're going after Wolf. But this season, while Elliot Wolf will be a convenient fall guy, Robert Kraft will be the one that takes the slings and arrows. Because the second Wolf is gone, which will be at some point, we will all realize that he was just doing the orders of his owner. And I just watch what happened with this. If this is a Gerard Mayo operation in year two, people are apoplectic that you enable a guy saying he doesn't want to play here. He had, quote, nagging injuries in the preseason. Maybe if they went to board and said, hey, if you really want out of here, get on the field, do your best, and we'll get something for you. Win-win on both sides.
Yeah.
I just look at this roster. It's like, I still think 10 wins because the division's, because the schedule's easy, but the organization remains rudderless from where I sit. Like, I love Mike Vrabel. I think they're, you know, got a great staff. But until Kraft and the organization shift how they spend money and what they prioritize, they're not going to be winning again.
But that's the interesting thing about even with Kraft and being another genius. Until they fire Elliot Wolf, he'll skate because everything will be blamed on Elliot Wolf. They didn't spend money because Elliot Wolf didn't want to spend money, right? Elliot Wolf.
But nobody's going to believe that. Why would anybody believe that Elliot Wolf didn't want to spend money?
I think people do believe it. With the poll that we put up.
If I put it up, Kraft or Elliot, who do you think gets the most blame?
Elliot Wolf.
All right, let's do it up. Let's go mid-pants.
You know, I think that's kind of because, if he's out there saying, yeah, we can give up a first-round pick, we're willing to give up a second-round pick. There was the reports out there that they offered Chris Godwin all this money. So Kraft looks like, hey, if Elliot Wolf can get us that player, we're willing to pay. But it's got to be on him to make that decision if that's the right fit for the team or the right fit for the philosophy.
Yeah. Curtis, is this leading you to adjust your win total?
No, I'm at 10 because I didn't adjust the World Series take, even though when I thought the Red Sox sucked. So I look good in that one in the end, so I'm not going to change.
Okay.
10 wins. They win week one. I think they'll figure this out at some point. The staff is so much better than it was last year, and their schedule's worse. And I think Drake May should be better. All of that, I give them 10 wins, but the future of the organization, to me, remains murky.
Okay. Thank you, Curtis. Yep. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. We talk a lot on this show about ChatGPT and AI and the disaster that this could end up being for especially the youth as they're growing up. Jackson had a lead on this while Greg was out, and we all kind of laughed at him because it was a guy who was trying to prove that ChatGPT was dangerous and ChatGPT told him to kill somebody. But he was doing that on purpose. He was leading ChatGPT to help him to prove that. Now, there's a teenager in California, Adam Rain, 16 years old, who unfortunately died by suicide back in April. His parents are now suing OpenAI. They opened his phone after they found him, and they were trying to find if he was bullied, Snapchat, Instagram history, Facebook, what was going on in his life, what led to this tragedy. Where they found their answers was ChatGPT. Adam had used ChatGPT to send the layout of his bedroom where he hoped to ultimately commit this suicide. ChatGPT helped him to perfect how to do this.
Help them commit suicide.
Correct. At one point, they have all the messages. They're online right now. At one point, he said, I want to leave the noose out in my room so my mom finds it and somebody stops me. And ChatGPT says, please do not leave it out. Please do not let somebody stop you. It was a complete suicide coach the entire time. The fact that ChatGPT is out there and people are using it for good, I get it. It's making people's lives much easier. But if you are going to have this type of system, this type of technology, and there are teenagers, there are people that are young using it and old, and are asking questions, if there is anything that leads to suicide, self-harm, there needs to be some type of emergency protocol that if there is somebody that is using ChatGPT to try to end their own life and is struggling, that they end the conversation, that they send out some type of warning to a helpline, that these people get help. If they are reaching out to ChatGPT to try to find a way to get their feelings out there, but clearly in this case, he's trying to get somebody to stop him, mm-hmm. and in return, ChatGPT, this type of technology is helping him do it. It's terrible. I saw this story yesterday right after the show, and I haven't stopped thinking about it since. It's like this kid had everything in front of him. He had a great life. His parents were absolutely stunned by this terrible tragedy, losing mm-hmm. their son. And it's ChatGPT that actually helped him do this. If you are a parent and you're listening right now, I know that a lot of them check Snapchat, a lot of them check Instagram, check DMs, check their messengers. You need to be making sure that if you have a child, a teenager that is on ChatGPT, that you're monitoring that as well.
Huh. Can you do that? Like, because does ChatGPT, does it have the ability?
Your history is there. They were able to find the history.
Does it have the ability to be like, all right, suicide, school shootings, to be able to send alerts to
parents?
To parents. Oh, yeah, whoever, you know what I mean? It's like Google, right? If you Google stuff, it does. Google doesn't have the ability, like Courtney's trying to say, to send an alert or to put up a red flag.
She's saying parents should go and interfere in their kids' lives.
Right.
And look up their messages and make sure that they're that they're reading them.
I thought she was saying that.
I think that is fine mm-hmm. and they should do it. And it's, again... This is kind of an old head take from you. I like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, when it comes to technology, the advancement of it is not always a great thing.
Correct.
It's not always a good thing.
Correct.
So, yeah. All right. Well, that's terrifying.
Crazy
that happened.
Monitor your kids the best way you can.
Yes.
All right. Wiggy, good morning.
All right. Good morning. So, this is for all my bros and bro ladies out there that are...
Broettes,
right?
Like
I was going to say bruh. And
that's what
bros,
we wear, but
right?
Yeah,
my bro ladies.
I like broette.
Broette?
Yeah,
I like that. So all my bros and broettes. All right,
I like bro ladies.
Bro, you don't you like bro ladies too? Okay, for all the Sophie Cunningham, I saw this on. It's been all over the place. She's gone viral again. You know, credit to her. So here's her showing off her chicken cutlets. On a pickup truck.
Her Tommy cutlets or her chicken
cutlets? Her chicken cutlets.
Okay.
You know
what I mean? Pretty good photo.
Yeah.
Sophie Cunningham, for those who don't know, plays in the WNBA.
Yes.
So this is a photo shoot that she did?
This is, a photo. And she put back when my knees were healthy.
Okay.
Because she has the knee injury. She's been out. I mean, we all know her because of her being kind of like the muscle for Caitlin Clark and everything like that.
Somebody looks thirsty.
Oh, yes. The thirst traps are out there. But, hey, good for her.
Yeah,
right?
I would do this, too, if you're Sophie Cunningham. Yeah.
Take advantage of being
Caitlin. She had no idea who took this. It was, she's just getting in the truck.
Take advantage of being Caitlin Clark's teammate and the fact that, you know, you're kind of like her bodyguard. Mm-hmm. And I know Caitlin kind of went on there and said, girl, you kind of got to slow down a little bit with the thirst traps in the comments. But if you're somebody that maybe's in the market for a pickup truck,
right. So
this is a great ad for you.
Okay.
It is.
So your lead on this is essentially, hey, take a look at Sophie Cunningham's butt.
Bingo. Take a look at her butt.
That's your lead
for all the bros and what do we call them?
Broettes.
Okay. Broettes. Okay. You know,
and people in Twitch are like pancakes.
I mean, some people like
so
pancakes.
Big butt.
Yeah.
Like, imagine looking at that photo and being like, gross.
What's
like,
pancake?
She looks very
pancakes?
Good.
Pancakes alike.
This is one case where I would say the WNBA is not paying her enough. Like,
yes.
I would say in this particular case, she needs to be paid. All right, Wiggy, thank you.
I like a rump roast, but people like chicken cutlets.
Yeah. Oh, right. Okay.
Bill Belichick coaching his first college football game on Monday. And while he's working on that, his 24-year-old girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, is filing trademarks. And yesterday, the company that she and Bill have together, they have a company, filed a trademark request for the term gold digger.
Mm.
Is the company called 23andMe?
Apparently, she would like to create jewelry and keychains which feature the term gold digger on them. And she is hoping that she can trademark that term and apparently embrace the hate.
Did she run it by Kanye?
Right. That was going to be my question. If anybody can trademark it, it's Kanye.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a good name for a jewelry line, if that's what she's trying to do.
It is a good, you know, a good advertising.
But to trademark it, it's...
Right, but you want to trademark it for your company.
Yeah, I guess.
Now, we discussed on the show that this company, which Jordan runs for Bill, applied for a bunch of trademarks 4 months ago with regard to Bill. Like, they applied for Chapel Bill, Do Your Job, All Belichick Team, and others. But in this particular case, this appears to be the one that Jordan, I'm assuming, hopes that they get most, and that she would be able to, from this point forward, she would be able to own the term gold digger. So
I'm all about owning the hate. Like, if she's going to do it, like, do it, you know, with your chest up, chest out.
But candidly, who cares about her? Like, somebody in his family needs to step in.
What are they going to do, though?
Using his likeness to profit and embarrass the hell out of the guy she's supposed to be propping up.
People will buy her jewelry, though.
Yeah. Like, I don't care. He doesn't need the money. He's got more money than God.
It is embarrassing.
This but he's competent, though. It's not like he was...
Do you think he is, though?
Yeah, who's the former Playboy model that married the guy in the wheelchair and he was
Anna
like...
Anna Nicole Smith.
Yeah, it's not like he doesn't
what
have...
What a pull, Craig.
It's a good one.
It's not like he's completely out there and he doesn't have his faculties about him. Like, Bill is coaching college football. He's aware of what's going on. So the fact that...
You think Bill's on board with this?
Of course
he is. You think they had a conversation and she said, hey, I want to trademark gold digger.
And Bill was like,
yeah, go ahead, go for it.
Bill's like, all right, go ahead.
Okay,
just make
really?
Sure. Yeah.
I understand they don't need the money, Curtis, but if she still wants to be working, doing something...
She needs the money.
Well, Curtis was like, they don't need the money. Why do this business? I get why she would want to do something on her own.
She can't. If she's getting, you know how we're like getting advice? If anybody's giving her advice, they'd be like, hey, listen, take advantage of your opportunity because this relationship won't last forever. So make sure that you're able to come out of it with something. So if she's able
disputing that, Wiggy, but with all due respect, in the grand scheme of what we talk about, she's irrelevant.
Right,
what is interesting to us is that Bill Belichick, who has had a one way that everybody viewed him for 30 years, she is altering that or attempting to. And if I'm his son or his daughter, I say to my dad, Dad, stop this.
Right. And you know what your dad says? Mind your business. I'm an adult. You're an adult. I raised you. Get the hell out of here. I know what I'm doing.
Well, but he doesn't. Just like
a, he's
Curtis, it's similar when parents are at the end of their life. You make decisions for them just like they make them for you
when
you're a baby.
But he's not at the end of his life. He is working. He is coaching.
He is not Copus mentioned.
Yes, he is. You know what it is? He's looking at life through his pee goggles.
Yeah.
That's it.
I always think back to Greg, the Oscars, when Michael Douglas's dad or Stephen, whichever the elder, got up and he just couldn't speak. He was no longer able. A once brilliant actor was.
Kirk Douglas.
And it just was so awful that this gentleman should not have had to do that in front of 30 million people. And everybody at the time that I was around said, where is his family? Why would they allow him to be seen like
but
that?
But
that's not what Bill is. Bill is in interviews, and I understand you'll jump to the CBS Morning, whatever that show was, Good Morning CBS, where he was in the cut-up sweatshirt. But if you listen to Bill in interviews, he's still Bill. Like, he doesn't seem like he's lost
it. He's like any, guy who's in their 70s, that's active, that works a job, that drives it. Like, it's not like Bill is wheelchair bound and drooling out of the side of his mouth.
Yeah.
You know, it's like he's all for it. He's got his goggles on. Listen, the pee is a powerful thing.
Yeah.
And when she says, hey,
well, you know, it made you put on matching pajamas with the missus and the family.
Right. So, I mean, we all been there before. You started a sourdough that you named.
I made sourdough.
King Arthur.
Yeah. That's right.
You know, Santo's balls are in his bag. We all do it.
Yep. It wasn't named King Arthur.
Yes.
Brad Zeppelin.
I do love that Wiggy's mocked for wearing Christmas matching pajamas, and he says, you're GD right.
Of course he does.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, the company that Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson own together, which I think Curtis said is called 73andMe. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. Is filing for trademarks. One of them is Gold Digger. Those are our leads, and we will be back with Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College football.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Next. Well, back on this show throughout the football season, it is the head coach of Boston College football, Bill O'Brien, brought to you by Verizon. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, Greg. Hey, guys. How we doing?
I got to tell you, the BC hype is real. I was at the Patriots premiere last night, an event that I'm sure you used to attend at various times. And they were asking the rookies to introduce themselves and where they played. And Jack Conley got a giant round of applause when he mentioned Boston College. So you're back over there, Bill.
Nice. Jack's a great guy. I was happy to see him get on the practice squad. That's awesome. Great. Awesome for Jack.
Bill, one of the things that I think, you know, obviously going into the season this year against Fordham that you guys did really well last year was your ability to run the football. You know, the kid Turbo flashed with some of his explosiveness. What's your plan in the running game this year? I know you got the kid McDonald, who was pretty good for you guys last year. What's your expectations on your running game?
Yeah, we got to be able to run the football. That's who we are. That sets up a lot of things in this offense, you know, especially our play action game. We feel like it keeps us on schedule. We do. We have some good backs, Wig. We've got Jordan McDonald, Turbo Richard, who you talked about. We got a Alex Broom is back. We have a freshman from Massachusetts. He went to BB&N. He's from Westford. His name's Bo McCormick. This guy's going to be a good player. So you know, we've got some guys there that can run the football, and our offensive line has played well this training camp. And you know, we have to be able to run the football.
Bill, you've made an emphasis leading up to the week one against Fordham about eliminating bad football, something that has plagued this program for the last decade. For you, how do you do that? Where does that start, and how do you make sure that bad football is something that's in the rearview mirror?
Yeah, I mean, we have to drill it. We have to show it on film, meaning, like, you know, we do, you know, tackling drills every single day that we're in pads. We do you know, turnover drills, ball security drills. We've got to do that. And the games that we lost last year, I would say in some of those games, we basically gave the game to the other team by turning the ball over. And so, like, you know, or even, you know, dropping an interception or not being able to recover a fumble or some stupid penalty or whatever it is. So, you know, we do. We have to eliminate those things, and we show them, we drill it, and hopefully that shows up starting Saturday.
Bill, you know, in the NFL, you always come into the season and say, all right, the goal is to win the division, and you know, guys understand it is one game at a time. Is that approach the same way in college? Like, all right, the goal is to win the ACC, or do you just kind of let these guys know we're going to take it one game at a time and not even have them looking towards that?
Wait, I think, like, I don't know. I'm not into goals as much as I am into getting better one day at a time. You know, I really believe that. Like, I think that these guys, especially college guys, I think in the pros, I think you can probably, you know, obviously you got to say, hey, look, we got to win. We got to, you know, win all of our home games. We got to split on the road. We got to win the AFC East. Like, I get all that. I really do in the NFL. But in college football, these kids are very, they're great dudes, and they're very result oriented. And we got to stop being result oriented. We need to be able to say, like, okay, look, this team that we're playing on Saturday, no matter who we're playing, let's play one play at a time. Let's not look at the scoreboard. Let's just get the call and execute that call to the best of our ability and then play the next play. It's really not a cliche. You know, I experienced this at Alabama. I mean, that was one of the reasons why Coach Saban won so many games, because they really bought into that. And I think our guys are understanding that better, and hopefully that starts to show up on Saturday.
Billy, when you were with the Patriots, Kendrick Bourne was on the roster. He was cut yesterday. What did you like out of Kendrick Bourne's game, and what have you made, I know from afar, of Vrabel's beginning a couple months as the head coach of the Patriots?
Yeah, look, I did. When I was there, KB did a good job for us. He hurt his knee against Miami. I would say about maybe three quarters of the way through the season, and that was tough. I mean, he was a good player, big guy, good hands, good route runner. You know, but in the end, I think what Mike is doing a great job of is you know, it's his team. It's his program. He wants his type of players in there. And this has nothing to do with Borny. I'm just saying overall, you know, Mike Vrabel is going to have a tough, physical, disciplined football team. And, you know, you may not see all the results right away, or you may see them. You know, it depends on how they play. But, like, he's going to do it his way. And I think that he's going to do it with the type of guys that he really appreciates, which are tough, hard-nosed, disciplined, put-the-team-first type of guys that, you know, have the ability to laugh at themselves, but also have the ability to, you know, have that sense of humor, but also have the ability to go and show up every day and work.
Bill, you brought up your offensive line. You guys lost a lot of guys last year. Going into this season with, you know, putting that offensive line unit together with a new quarterback, how difficult has that been? And I know you said that they've been playing well during training camp, but you expect good things out of them.
I really do. I you know, look, we did. We obviously lose an Ozzie, Drew, and then obviously Jack. You know, those guys are good football players. I mean, they're playing in the NFL. All three of those guys had good camps in their respective teams. But, you know, that's college football. Guys graduate. Guys move on. You know, we have Logan Taylor, Jude Bowery. These two guys will play in the NFL. They're really, really good players. Eric Stordy, our left guard, excellent player, young player. Dwayne Alec will be the center. He's a veteran player. He's played a lot of football here. Kevin Klein, he'll be the right tackle, and he's had a really good camp. And he's played a lot of ball here. So I have high expectations for the O-line. They're very well coached by Matt Applebaum. I like the system that we run. And, you know, that's college. You know, they graduate, they move on, and the next guy has to step up and play well.
Bill, when you look at, excuse me, his second year, do you feel like your team is where you want it to be? Or are you still trying to get the program to get that identity?
Yeah, I think that's a good question. I mean, no, I don't think, you know, in the end, we have a lot of good young players. So, like, in this class of 25 that's here right now that we recruited when I got here, I think there's 27 kids. There's 10 portal guys. Then we have, I think, I don't know, approximately 21 or 22 commitments in the class of 26. And then, you know, like, for instance, last night, I'm calling a bunch of class of 27 guys. You know, so it's an ongoing process. And look, we're going to go out there and we're going to work very hard to win every game we play. We're not going up and down the schedule and saying, oh, we can win this one, but we might struggle on this one. We're going out to win. But over the course of time, you know, we're going to continue to you know, build this culture, get our players in here and do things the way we believe, you know, in doing them. And hopefully that leads to winning.
Bill, I don't know if you saw the news, big story yesterday and today. Bill Belichick trademarking or attempting to trademark Gold Digger with his girlfriend. I don't know. You're famously, have you ever thought of trademarking Teapot, you know, about your hothead or like, do you have any applications that are pending that we should know about?
I mean, you know, the Teapot thing, I'm telling you, nobody believes me, you know, and I can understand why, I guess. But, like, that was, I mean, that's kind of a exaggerated story. But, no.
Yeah, I don't, just be careful if you were, I don't know if you were thinking of using it at all in any kind of BC merch or anything. But Gold Digger is, Jordan has applied for the trademark. So just stay away from that if you could.
I don't know. I did hear about that last night before I left here. I did hear about that. Yeah. And I mean, that's unbelievable. Hey, God bless her. That's great, right, man.
But kind of a swing and a miss by Bears, if we're being honest. I mean,
I know. Come on, Bears. Can you help me out here? You know?
Before you go, good news. We talked to Mike Vrabel this week, and his son, who is on your staff, was reaching out to him and bemoaning the fact that things were not going the way he wanted to at a certain point. So that's a kid who's on the ball and reaching out to his dad for advice. So I just want to tell you about that.
Yeah, Tyler's doing good. He's a great guy. And, you know, good staff. We really do. It's a staff that has good chemistry. They care about the kids, and Tyler's fitting in very well.
All right. Bill O'Brien, as always, a pleasure, and go get him, and we will talk to you again next week.
Thanks, guys.
All right. That is Bill O'Brien, and we will be right back.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.